Welcome back to Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osier. We're heading into the final week of the preseason, traveling up to Atlanta to face the Falcons on Thursday. But starting off on this Monday, the new week, we got to talk quarterbacks, right?
Absolutely.
Now, over the weekend, Doug Marrone named Blake Bortles the starter. Now, do you think he'll be the starter for the entire season, however?
Well, he's got a chance to earn it, and that's really the big news of the weekend. It's hard to sit here right now and predict that Blake's going to start all 16 games. His level of play during training camp didn't really, merit that sort of prediction. Here's the thing on Blake, though. He now has sort of a second chance. I mean, he's gone into training camp as the starter, lost that temporarily. I didn't want to say he earned it back. He got it back because the circumstances dictate that he's back. But now there's nothing to lose. So I'm curious to see if he can come out, sort of take this team back, the job that I'm sure inside he rightfully thinks should be his, relax, play your game, take advantage of the opportunity. Can he do that? I think that's what you're going to see in the first month of the season. I'm curious to find out.
Definitely. I think relaxing is the biggest key.
It's a big
here.
Thing.
And Marrone said over the weekend that the reason he chose Blake over Chad Henne was his ability to extend. Now, you say that concerns you. Why?
Well, it concerns you a little bit because inherently that means that you're concerned about your offensive line. And that can be as important as the quarterback in terms of that's the group that's got to protect. And overall for this team, that's the group that has to clear the way for the run game. Hasn't happened yet so far. As much as the quarterback, because we know who the quarterback's going to be now, who's going to be the left guard? Is it going to be Patrick Amame? Is it going to be Luke Boenko? But overall, can this group find some way to clear lanes enough to where you're not talking about a two-yard average on first down? This team's got to be in second and sixes. Can this offensive line get that? I don't know yet.
Now, with all of this quarterback controversy going on lately, injuries have kind of been put on the back burner, but we got some good news this weekend.
Well, Marquise Lee back, Leonard Fournette back. When you take a cautionary approach, which they have during the preseason with these guys, the thing you hope for is that on the Monday before the last preseason game and on the Monday before the regular season opener, that you're writing stories about getting guys back. So far that's happened. It looks like they're going to be a healthy team going into week one, and that's why I don't think you'll see the starters play very much on Thursday, maybe a little under this regime, more than usual. But so far they look healthy. That's the biggest thing that you want out of preseason. So far they've gotten it.
Definitely. And now we won't be back with you until next week after the Atlanta Falcons game, but we'll get you ready for that week one of the regular season here next Monday. Until then, thanks for watching.